Healthcare has been a hot-button issue in Tallahassee for years. In fact, it was the main reason lawmakers were forced into a special session on the budget this spring because they could not agree on health spending. So what will the coming legislative session bring? Lawmakers are already talking about the reintroduction of bills having to do with things like hospital funding, the role of non-physicians, and telemedicine. Mary Shedden with Health News Florida caught up with Tampa Bay Times health reporter Kathleen McGrory for a look at what's ahead.
Telemedicine is one of those issues that's been kicking around in Tallahassee for a couple years. We saw the first telemedicine proposal surface, I think, 2 years ago. And there seems to be very widespread agreement that, yes, we need to do something that expands telemedicine in the state of Florida. There's been a shortage of physicians for some time now, particularly in rural areas. And the legislature does want to make some services, you know, more accessible to those folks. But where it's really gotten tied up has been kind of in the technicalities of telemedicine. For example, should we let doctors from other states who may not have a license practice here in Florida? What are going to be the ramifications for reimbursement?
But it's really about what insurance companies are willing to pay physicians and hospitals and others for the telemedicine?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, there's a couple different things. You know, one, should Medicaid, Medicare, you know, should those entities be reimbursing for telemedical services? But, you know, the insurance companies are players in Tallahassee. They definitely have a horse in the race. I mean, when you look at what's going on right now with the Medicaid rates, there are a lot of doctors who don't want to take Medicaid patients because they need to keep the lights on too, and it doesn't make sense for them to get such low reimbursement rates.
Another issue that's been going on 2-3 years in Tallahassee involves something that in Tallahassee gets called scope of practice.
Mm-hmm.
But what this really means is about whether or not you can go to a healthcare practitioner, say a nurse practitioner or a physical therapist, for different kinds of treatment. Is this going to come back again?
Yes, this is absolutely going to come back again. This is something that the Republican-dominated House brought up last session. The Senate refused to hear it for quite some time because the Senate's big issue at the time was Medicaid expansion. So even though there was some support for this idea of expanding the scope of practices for nurses, NPs and physician's assistants in the Senate, it didn't really get a fair shot, given kind of the chaos. I don't necessarily think it's a done deal. There are a lot of constituencies in Tallahassee. You've got the hospitals, you've got the doctors. There are a lot of people who are on the field.
That issue, just like every other issue in Tallahassee, comes down to money.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest challenges is the issue of hospital funding and Medicaid funding. It is a huge, huge part of the state budget.
Yeah.
That's what brought the legislature to a halt this past spring. Is that likely to be another huge train wreck in Tallahassee again this year?
It's definitely going to be an issue, although I don't think it will be nearly as dramatic as it was last year. You know, during the last legislative session, the lawmakers found out that the federal government was going to discontinue funding for the low-income pool, which essentially helps these hospitals that treat the uninsured or the underinsured. The state does need to address this issue because the bottom line is these funds are going away. And you've got big hospital systems like Jackson Memorial, Miami-Dade, that does a lot of charity care, and they do need to figure out how to be reimbursed for that.
Kathleen McGrory is a health reporter with the Tampa Bay Times, and you can find much more coverage of health issues and policy debates in Tallahassee from our website, healthnewsflorida.org.